Dead End Hip Hop album review, Big Crit Catalactica. But before we get into that, we just want to let you guys know we apologize for not getting a whole bunch of videos out. We are grown people and we have a lot of scheduling conflicts. We're here back with Big Crit Catalactica. And make sure you go to deadendhiphop.com and order your Dead End Hip Hop t-shirt. Support the brand, support the guys you love. While supplies last, support your boys, man. The more money we make, the less scheduling conflicts we'll have because we'll be here doing Dead End Hip Hop just for you.
Boom.
God, man. We don't get paid for this shit.
No, we don't, man.
We don't, we do this shit, why?
Because we love to.
Because we love to, that's it.
And all we trying to do is look, man, just get a little paper in here. We need some dollars.
Hello, man, we just need $1,000. Hello.
Second album off of the label Def Jam. Def Jam houses two of my favorite artists, and definitely Big Crit is one of those. And this album here, man, I have to say this. It was definitely better than Live from the Underground. But again, I don't love this album as much as I do compared to other projects, but I hold other projects in very high regard. So not saying that this is trash, because this is a very good album. Very good album. One of the best I've heard so far in 2014. I definitely bumped this. Overall though, this album wasn't as loud or as energetic as I thought it would be. Live from the Underground was definitely a little bit more live than this one. But conceptually, I think that this was probably one of his better works. I like the fact of how he created this planet. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing with Crit has always been, how are you gonna continue to make this type of music? Because you put so much out. He gives you so many free mixtapes. He dropped a free mixtape before the album. So I'm like, okay, creatively, how are you still gonna be in a space to give us your fans what we need and want from you? And on this project, I thought he took a real creative direction with creating a planner. That one today, boy.
Hey, he created a planner, didn't he?
That's that Miami country shit coming up. But he created a planet, Catalactica. And I like the intro called Creation. Then the next joint is called Life. And then one of my first favorite track on this shit, My Sub Part 3. And I like the way, because you listen to Crit, he has My Sub Part 1, 2, this is Part 3. And he called it the Big Bang. And this is how he created Catalactica. And he's like, hoes can never shake to the hi-hat. Man, you gotta bring, I can't rap and I don't remember lyrics. But yeah, look, hoes shake to the bass notes, man. They don't shake to them hi-hats. Mm. So you gotta have that bass in your music, man. And then the way that, how that beat switched, yo, man, Crit, as a producer, as a songwriter, even as a singer on this album, on the track, Do You Love Me? You know what I'm saying? Crit, he all...
You love that one, huh?
Huh? No.
You said he was singing to you?
No, I didn't see all right.
Oh, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is being an avid Crit fan, you know that he can sing because he harmonizes in a couple hooks, he sings, but he's never had a whole verse where he's just singing. So that kind of caught me off guard, but it was good. The brother can sing. You know, I'm not saying that this guy is, Yeah, he definitely no Luther, but damn, like, you know, for somebody that is so talented, and not only does he create his beats, he writes his own rhymes, he sings, he also mixes and masters his own shit. Like, this guy is a whole damn label inside of himself. So, man, it's dope. Overall, I think that this was a really good album. Standout tracks, King of the South. That shit right there, and I'll tell you this, I saw Twitter chatter saying, yo, is this, you know, is he coming for T.I.'s crown, this, that, and the third? I think where Crit is coming from is the fact that in the South, name me a better artist. Name me a better artist making Southern music right now. You can't name me a better artist than Big Crit. Not T.I., not Bun B, not any other person in the South. All of the South. Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, all of that. Even Gucci. Hey, Gucci, don't come at me, though. he locked up. He might not be able to see it, but... But look.
Locked up and you got shit else to do. You might be watching.
Yeah, you might be watching. Look, I ain't trying to be on nobody hit list. But ain't nobody in the South making better music than Kurt right now, man. If you do it, hit me up on Twitter. FIFO247, hit me up on Instagram. Let me know who's better than Big Crit right now. Another joint, pay attention.
You just asked for
it.
Yeah, I did. Come at me.
Oh, shit.
Come at FIFO247. Let me know who's better than South.
Exactly. That's gonna be every whack ass artist from the fucking Mason Dixon down. It's gonna be sending you some fucking SoundCloud links. Just wait.
Hey, I'm next up.
That's me, bro. That's me. Send.
Hey, that's cool, man. Look, I be listening to y'all whack niggas. I be listening to a lot of you whack people. But you know, it is what it is. Pay attention. This song, the reason why I want to talk about it, my boy, he's a big Crit fan as well. He told me, man, this song sucks, this, that, and the third. What do you think about it? And I said, look, man, Crit is still Crit. He didn't necessarily change for the commercial sound. It's a sound that is supposed to be on the radio, but Crit didn't change himself.
What song?
Pay attention. What Rico okay. Love. I think that's like the second or third single. He just feels like that's completely outside of what Crit normally does. And it doesn't sound like that to me, because Crit is still Crit. Yeah, it sounds like a commercial appealing song, which I'm fine with, because he makes music that's still good and should be played on the radio. And I don't think that he strayed too far from who he is. Whether you like it or not, that's your own personal opinion. But I thought that this was a good song.
I think the label pushed that though.
Look.
Yeah,
I get that. Yeah, I get that, but I think radio.
You didn't get a radio feel.
Not that
Rico Love on it.
Yeah,
radio. Feel.
Yeah, it wasn't
Rico Love on it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kill the game. I'm not saying.
Yeah, you kill the game.
Nah, man, I think that's one of those joints where like, yo, you gotta put this on the album.
Well, maybe.
And he made it work.
Maybe the feature.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, I think that song put together.
You know,
I feel like it was.
No, I mean, labels do say, hey, you know, here's the guy, you're gonna work with him.
Here's right. Like, I, know, like out of all the people he could have picked to put the sing on a hooky, like Rico Love. Like,
well, who else do you think would have been?
I mean, it's Mario.
Oh.
No, just anybody, any good singer right now.
I don't think anything is wrong with
it.
Yeah, no, I'm not hating. I like the song. I like the song. I thought it was a good radio attempt.
Yeah, but y'all could have done it. Yeah. Chris Brown.
I think, but look, overall, what is on this? I got the deluxe version, 17 tracks. There's only one I would take off, and that's Mind Control. I was not feeling that joint with E-40 and Wiz Khalifa. I was just not feeling
what?
That. Nah.
Say what?
Come here, man.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that track, man. That right there. I'm not the biggest E-40 fan. So him on there, and then Wiz. I like Wiz and Crit together, but I didn't like him on this one. I didn't like
coming for you, cuz.
Huh?
Yeah, he loves me, E-40, bro.
Oh, that's cool. I'm not a fan. I don't gotta be a fan. I don't have to be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Wiz, I fuck with Wiz here and there. Complete projects and stuff, but I wasn't fucking with that one song, Mind Control.
You know what it is about that song? Like, when I was listening to it, and when it kind of with that little bass line breakdown towards the second end, and how Crit just flowed over there, and how he was able to adapt, kind of like some Triple Six shit. What I was listening for was E-40 and Wiz. They couldn't adapt as easy as Big Crit was, because again, like you said, that was just, well, I think you were talking about the other track, but that kind of has like a southern type feel to it. You're talking about, you know, E-40s from the West, and
he was out of his element.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good fit for them, but I still like the song.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail right on it. It just wasn't a good fit for those features, so that's why I was just like, okay, I can do away with this one. But outside of that, I like every other track, if not Love, everything else that's on here. Big Crit, Catalactica, it definitely bumps in the whip, man. Go bump my sub part 3, that shit is stupid. And King of the South, at the end of that song, those bass notes, man. Mike didn't even know that there was like an extra like 30 seconds of beat, because the Hyundai don't bump like that. That's too low for the Hyundai, Mike. You ain't even know about it, Mike.
You gonna call your shit out.
You gonna
call your shit out. Like.
Car culture down here in the South.
What the fuck, I didn't even deserve that.
I didn't do shit.
This album to me shows a lot of growth and maturity of Big Crit as an artist. And what I liked about it was that he definitely did. He worked with different producers on here.
It's like half Big Crit though. Yeah,
but at least he, you know,
He diversified it. Right. He diversified.
He did 11 out of 17. Man. He produced 11 out of 17 tracks.
Okay. That was one of the elements that I liked about this album. Overall, as a complete project, I think it just feels good, you know. And Crit, you know, this album really just it's southern and it embodies a lot of the southern artists that I grew up on listening to, the UGKs, the Ball and G's, the Outkast, the Ghetto Boys, all of that. Kind of, you kind of get that feeling when you listen to this album, and it kind of, you know, it kind of brings a little nostalgic feeling to it. And you know, Crit is definitely one of the top southern artists in the South right now, and I'm loving that he's putting out top quality music like this, because he's able to actually carry this, you know, carry the southern rapper forward in hip hop. And again, going back to the E-40 track with E-40 and Wiz Khalifa, you know, they jumped on a track that he picked, that he fit, you know, that he had. And you know, I like the track, but there were certain parts that they weren't able to do that I was like actually really listening for. His flows are different on song to song. You know, he's definitely aggressive. He sounds a little bit more energetic than he has in the past, and he's not just sticking to like this common bass that you know I've heard him do in the past before. And for me, man, I really love this album, man. I think some of my favorite tracks, I like Life. You know, I was listening to this, you know, dropping my kid off to work, and he back there singing the damn hook. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck? So I'm looking back, and I had to make sure I had to take that shit off, because he was actually rapping the Love These Bitches, Love These Hoes. Yeah, which was before we had the comments. Well, we had to remember that talk we had about.
That's why I was. That's exactly.
Oh, okay,
what
yeah.
Remember
okay.
That?
I thought y'all said you didn't play shit like
that. Yeah. So
my daughter's getting older though, so I'm kind of like letting her.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting like.
But yeah, he's 6 now. But yeah,
I'm texting Mo right now.
But I think that's cool, because I think that his music kind of, you know, it just kind of pulls in and brings up a lot of people. What's up?
This is what I want to ask you, because I'm listening to your review and your thoughts and opinions on this. And all I can do is go back to Forever and a Day review. And you was like, oh, it's the same thing. Is this is like, what is the realistically, from Forever and a Day to King Remembered in Time to now Life in the Underground, this project.
Mm-hmm.
Has there really been that much change in what Crit has done?
I think
you
so.
Said growth.
Yeah, I think so. I think
he's been very consistent.
He's been consistent, but with this working with the different producers, being more aggressive on the tracks, that more aggressive and forceful on this album than I've heard him in the past, and just the way he's done some of his flows. He's doing like poetry. He's singing. Yeah, he's definitely doing a lot of things that he hasn't done before in the past.
That's what's up.
My joint on here is Soul Food with Raphael Sadiq.
Mm.
Man, that shit right there, man.
Mm.
That shit is so smooth.
Mm.
So smooth. Like it. And I was on my way to the crib, man, and it was just playing in the car, and I'm like, and it just the beat, the snare, the bass line. And it just had like a good feel to it on the highway, man. That's the one. That's my favorite record on this album. And of course, I like Mind Control. I like the one with Bun B and Big Sun.
Oh, Mo Better.
Oh,
yeah,
man. That shit. Yes, I wanted to talk about. I forgot about that. Thank you, Ken. Cause, it is my turn.
It's my turn.
Doing it like Crit. Big Sun. Yo, Big Sun, every time Crit put him on something, yo, this dude, and I'm a big UGK Bun B fan, obviously I'm a big Crit fan, but that nigga Big Sun stole the show. I don't care what nobody saying. Big Sun, he just brings that energy. He just, every time, he just sounds so fucking hungry, like, yup, I'ma steal the show. Oh, you, okay, cool. And
No, it's all good, it's supposed to, you know, conversation, bro. Yeah, I like Lack Lack with A$AP Ferg. I thought that was cool. And damn, you don't like that, Mike?
No,
I like that one, man.
Did you like Catalactica?
Yeah. I like that one too. I really like the like over 90% of this album. I really love this album, man. I thought it was a really good, solid project from Crit. What you guys think about the Lost Generation track with Lupe?
I didn't really care for Lupe's verse that much. It wasn't bad. It was just okay. But the track was dope. It was just Lupe, I don't know. He didn't sound like himself.
Lupe's trying to change, man. And I don't think that he's found his new self yet.
Well, I didn't know me that. I think he was intentionally trying to sound Southern as to kind of play the part on that track. And it just really wasn't that believable.
I like it.
You know, part of the reason why I love Crit, because of the content in his music, and he doesn't stray away. Like, it's not fake. Like, he's talking about lost generations, and Lupe's talking about, you know, about the money and like and the car. Like, does all of this make music? You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why I love Crit, because it's not just lyricism. It's overall content. Like Crit is a grown man. He makes grown man music. He talks about relationships. He talks about love. He talks about having your queen. You know what I'm saying? But he also relates to your everyday life. Like, yo, sometimes, yeah, I may have my queen, but damn, like, I can't stand her right now, and I need to go see some ass and titties to get my mind off of her, and I'm gonna come back to my queen. And it's just part of that Southern lifestyle. And he give you the Southern boom shit with my 215s in the trunk. He just gives you it all. And I think that's why I just love it, and I can just relate to everything, 95% of what he does. Cause some, you know, I don't like everything, but that's what, it's just content, man. Just overall content. This guy just gives you life.
Like I said, man, I love the album. I love the direction he went in, you know, the concept behind, you know, what he was doing. So yeah, I mess with it. Plus, you know, he's from my hometown. So, you know, more importantly, it's even better that he's putting out dope music. That's all I got. What you got, B?
I thought this album was solid. I mean, I wasn't like, oh man, I love it. Not like how I do his other four mixtapes. Crit Was Here, Returning Forever in a Day, and King Remembered in Time. I thought, you know, just like Ken said, it definitely shows a maturity side of a Big Crit, you know, him taking different musical elements, you know, in his production by him going with different producers. And I remember, I think in the King Remembered in Time, we were saying like, you know, Crit gotta kind of start using other producers. You know, and I think with this album, he kind of showed us what he can do with other producers, with the Terrence Martin track, Angels. I thought that was a smooth track. I mean, even though some of it was a little too smoothy, like in the middle, well, for me at least, like, even though I get it, Do You Love Me? I mean, I understand he's talking about, you know, women in cars. I wasn't really digging it that much. I wasn't really feeling Rico Love that much either. Free Flow, King of the South. To me, King of the South, if you're going to have a title track called King of the South, you better show your ass like you do on Mount Olympus. Because to me, Mount Olympus is still my favorite track on this whole album, even though he leaked it like, you know, months before the album came out. But Big Crit just snapped. And I think if you're going to call a track King of the South, even though it's still a good track, people, I agree with you. But it kind of let me down, because I was expecting Crit to just kind of like show me why he's the King of the South. And I think with Mount Olympus, he showed me that. I'm like, okay, yeah, this dude is the King of the South. But when you title a track called King of the South, it just kind of let me down a little bit. But I still like it, though. I do still like it. I love My Sub, because that takes me back to my younger days when I used to have, you know, 12s and 15. Yeah, when I used to have 12s and 15,000 watt, 1200 watt amp in my car, man. I love it, man. Like, that's so nostalgic for me, man. It, you know, it's a good Southern nostalgic as well. So My Sub, and that's one thing I like too about this album. Not only that Crit shows his maturity, he also shows like, yo, I'm still repping the South. I'm still a Southern dude, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna still show you, you know, my Southern roots, as well as him, you know, exploring and experimenting musically with something else. You know what I'm saying? With the singing and the poet and using poetry. Another standout track I like is the interlude. Standby. It was kind of like in the midway point of the album. He kind of had like that piano kind of thing going on, and I think he was like rapping and like saying poetry at the same time. I thought was really cool. Third Eye is another one. I like that joint. I like Saturdays. I didn't like the hook that much, but I like the fact that he was. I know some people that's what's he call that? A Sabbath, a 7 day of Venice or whatever. So that's what he was pretty much basing that song about. That's what he called it, Saturday equals celebration. But I mean, overall, this was a solid project. I mean, you know, the Crit that I like is the Life Crit, the title track, when he was like I like that hook. The hook is very funny. Cadillac, lack, lack, lack. Fuck your bitch, nigga. Like, I thought that was a really fun hook. I like that kind of crit. That aggressive but yet fun type of crit. And the Mount Olympus where he just going off. I like that crit better. I mean, I get it. I get the Soul Food. I actually thought on the Soul Food, he was going to kind of like talk about like music, kind of put it in a music perspective instead of just like talking about food. Like, I guess like how, you know, rappers or artists are not like kind of searching for that fast buck, that quick buck, that fast food for as far as music, and not kind of sitting down and cooking, taking the time to put together that album. So I thought he was going to go with that angle with Soul Food, which he didn't, but I still like it because, I mean, Rafael Sadiq did his thing on production. He sung the hook. He didn't sound terrible or bad or anything, so it was a good, smooth feel. Overall, I thought the album was solid. It was solid. It was a solid album.
I liked this album. I was not in love with this album. I'm not really sure if it was because of the production or what, but yeah, he sounds aggressive and he still sounds passionate, and the rhyming wasn't really what pulled back for me. It just didn't seem like, I know I'm gonna get shit for this because I can't think of any other way to put it, but it doesn't seem like he put that as much into these songs as he's done with songs in the past. There were definitely songs I really enjoyed. Soul Food was definitely a great track. My ears didn't really perk up until King of the South. Like, that's my favorite track on this album. And I get what B's saying, but I think the way Quit was rhyming and the stuff he was saying, I think that is really what was more important than the fact that he was like doing double entendres or he was like switching his flow up all crazy. Like when he says that shit about I embody the South, what did he say? I embody the South, but something like the wood and the grain, the gold in their mouth. Like when he says shit like that, and then when he says that shit where he says fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him, I say it six times for my pleasure, and then he says I say it one more good time for my for what do you say, for good measure, fuck him. Like, that, I think that's the kind of crit that will really embody being the King of the South, because I don't think anybody's looking for the King of the South to be some crazy, like, overly complex lyricist. Like, nah, he's just showing, like, I embody what the South is. Like, I embody every aspect of the South, and that's what I appreciated about that track. So, yeah, I agree with you guys 100% about Mind Control. I definitely think that E-40 and Wiz Khalifa were out of their element on that track. I agree with B. Third Eye was a dope track. The whole, and that's another thing I really love about Big Crit, is Big Crit really, I feel like he's one of those rappers that covers so many aspects of hip hop. Like, he covers the I can do some ignorant shit. He'll cover, like, I can talk about some really like social political shit. And then I can talk about love. And Third Eye, when he's talking about love at first sight with a woman, I think that that's really fresh that he's doing stuff like that, like especially being an adult black man from the South, not being afraid to be like, yeah, I was out somewhere and I saw this chick and our eyes connected and that was just it. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I think that's deep. And the way it rolled right into Mo Better Cool was just so dope, because those two songs together were probably, you know, maybe my favorite moment on the album. Lost Generation I really enjoyed. Again, I think that the beat was really dope. I think that Crit was really dope. Lupe was okay. I'm not shitting on Lupe. I might have maybe put somebody else on that track and maybe let Lupe do a different track, because he did, I don't know, I don't think Lupe really 100% fit the beat either, but he did better than E-40 and Wiz Khalifa did. But yeah, I mean, this is definitely a good project. This is not to say I don't like it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I didn't love it the way the rest of these guys seem to.
Crit definitely sets his own bar very high. And for him to jump over that bar, it's difficult to do. But this album is a very good album. I definitely co-sign it. It definitely bumps in the whip. That's all I got, man.
You can't really stay in the same lane, you know, for too long, I think, with him. I think he's talented and creative enough to venture out and do other things. So I'm glad that he's not limiting himself to just sticking to what works. And he's definitely being more creative and continuing to challenge himself and grow as an artist. So those are a lot of things that I like on this album, in addition to the songs themselves. It's definitely a high quality project. And I love this album. I highly recommend it. So go scoop it up.
He didn't give us an all Big Crit produced, you know, project. He kind of steered away and went with Terrence Martin and DJ Dahi. So, you know, I thought it was a solid project. It was a good listen, you know. So check it out, support it, whatever. Good album.
When you look at this, the fact that it is kind of a concept album, you can kind of understand maybe why he switched the production up a little bit and went for a different sound. But yeah, I enjoyed this project. I think that Crit is still doing his thing as far as making people take the South seriously, as far as MCs, as far as lyricists, as far as songwriters. So with that aspect, I definitely give him major kudos. So yeah, definitely go buy this project, go support this project, go see him live. He's selling out shows everywhere, and that really makes me happy, the fact that a dude like him, coming from such small, you know,
small city.
Yeah, like a small city, a small area, is able to now, especially somebody from the South, is able to now go across the country selling out shows. So keep doing your thing, Crit. Go support him. That's it.